This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, April 26, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding a continued buildup of Russian and NATO military forces across Eastern Europe, along with threats, counter-threats, and highly provocative military exercises on both sides of the line. 600 U.S. Army paratroopers from the 173rd Airborne Brigade Combat Team began arriving this week in Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania in what the Pentagon refers to as a tangible expression of the U.S. commitment to Europe and a way to assure U.S. allies and partners in the face of growing Russian aggression. Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral John Kirby said that the troop deployments will be part of a rotational U.S. military presence in Eastern Europe and that this presence could last a year or more. Kirby also indicated that the force could be expanded in size and scope of countries involved. He also stressed that the deployments and exercises were bilateral, meaning set up between the participating countries, and were over and above other NATO deployments. The Latvian government called the deployments a fast and practical response. Lithuania's president said the deployments will strengthen our readiness for collective defense and add to ensuring the safety of our people. Estonia's defense minister said it will significantly increase his country's security. Listeners are reminded that for more than 6 weeks, Alert USA and Threat Journal have provided significant detail on the buildup of U.S. and NATO forces in the region, including dozens of fighter jets, bombers, and other military aircraft, more than 24 warships spread between the Mediterranean, Black, and Baltic Seas, U.S. Marines deploying to Romania, and the early April request by Poland for NATO to permanently station 10,000 troops on its territory. Also this week, a growing chorus of U.S. senators are calling for the Obama administration to begin providing Ukraine with lethal military aid, including arms, ammunition, anti-tank weapons, and more. On Thursday of this week, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel stated that these measures are not meant to provoke or threaten Russia. Quote, "De-escalation has been our focus, and Russia must take steps to make that happen." Well, apparently Russia does not have the same read on the matter. On Thursday of this week, Russia's defense minister announced the start of extensive military exercises near the Ukrainian border following the escalation of violence in the country, as well as the buildup of U.S. and NATO forces in Poland and the Baltic states. Quoting the defense minister, "We are forced to react to the situation." Late Thursday, a clearly agitated Secretary of State John Kerry held a press conference during which he publicly threatened Russia, saying that continued efforts to destabilize Ukraine would be a grave mistake and that the window to change course is closing. Quote, "We are ready to act." On Friday morning, the U.S. fired a shot by having the ratings agency Standard & Poor's downgrade Russian bonds from BBB to BBB negative, which is one step away from junk status. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew also joined into the threats, telling Russia to take a step back or pay the price. The Russian government does not seem too concerned and anticipated this, as a recent story in Bloomberg indicates. It is reported that major Russian companies are flush with nearly $100 billion in cash and, along with committed credit lines from banks and operating cash flows, they are quote-unquote well-placed to withstand a closed refinancing market for the rest of 2014. Further, Bloomberg reports Russia is considering selling the sovereign bonds of all NATO member states and moving assets and accounts in dollars and euros to neutral countries. As previously reported by Alert USA Threat Journal, as Russia provides approximately one-third of Western Europe's natural gas, they could simply demand payment in currencies other than the U.S. dollar or even payment in gold. As a final note on this week's update, we think it is important to remind listeners of why we are where we are. This past December, Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Victoria Nuland, delivered a presentation in front of the National Press Club during which she revealed that the U.S. government has invested more than $5 billion over the past few years in helping destabilize the pro-Russian Ukrainian government and to develop democratic institutions and a good form of government, all in an effort to bring about Ukraine's entry into the EU and ultimately NATO. Prior to these actions, Ukraine's relationship with Russia, while complex, was stable. You can find links to expanded details of each of the declarative statements made in this report in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation in Eastern Europe and will immediately notify service subscribers of major escalations, changes in the overall threat picture, or the outbreak of hostilities as events warrant. Next, we move over to the Western Pacific, where twice this week, Alert USA customers have been notified via text messages to their mobile devices that U.S. and South Korean surveillance and intelligence assets indicate North Korea has completed preparations at the Punggye-ri nuclear test site in the northeast of the country, and a nuclear detonation appears imminent. The test may be intended to coincide with President Obama's ongoing visit to the region. In a briefing for foreign news media on Thursday, a spokesman for South Korea's defense ministry says, quote, "It is believed that North Korea has placed detonator, fissile material, and measurement devices in the tunnel and sealed it." According to a new unclassified analysis by the U.S.-Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, considered the premier U.S. think tank on the region, prior to the February 2013 nuclear test, preparations appeared to peak 2 to 3 days before the detonation, followed by the withdrawal of all equipment, vehicles, and personnel immediately before the blast. At the time of this report's preparation on Friday, President Obama was halfway through a 2-day visit to South Korea to discuss regional security and economic issues. Earlier in the week, President Obama was in Japan to discuss trade and security matters. While the president came away empty-handed on a new trade deal, he did publicly affirm that the U.S. was committed to coming to Japan's defense in the event of conflict, including over a group of disputed islands at the heart of a bitter standoff between Japan and China. His comments drew a swift rebuke from Beijing. Here again, you can find links to expanded details of each of the declarative statements made in this report in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation in the Western Pacific and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment or reports of a nuclear detonation as events warrant. In travel security news, this week the State Department issued updated travel warnings for the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan, holding their place on a list of more than 36 locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing serious threats for U.S. citizens. Listeners are also reminded of the new worldwide caution to Americans issued 2 weeks ago, warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, April 26th, 2014.